Hello.
You want Lucky Cat?
No, thanks, no.
£10. I think your wife, she will like.
Thank you. Sherlock? The label there?
Yes, I see it.
Exactly the same as the cipher. It's an ancient number system.
Hangzhou. These days, only street traders use it. Those were numbers written on the wall at the bank and at the library. Numbers written in an ancient Chinese dialect.
It's a 15. What we thought was the artist's tag. It's a number 15.
And the blindfold, the horizontal line, that was a number as well. Chinese number one, John.
We found it. Two men travel back from China. Both head straight for the Lucky Cat Emporium. What did they see?
It's not what they saw. It's what they both brought back in those suitcases.
You don't mean duty free? Thank you.
Think about what Sebastian told us about Vancouver, about how he stayed afloat in the market.
Lost $5 million.
Made it back in a week. Mm-hmm. That's how he made such easy money.
He was a smuggler.
I reckon he would have been perfect. Businessman, making frequent trips to Asia. Lucas was the same, a journalist writing about China. Both of them smuggled stuff out, and the Lucky Cat was their drop-off.
Why did they die? It doesn't make sense. If they both turned up at the shop, delivered the goods, why would someone threaten them and kill them after the event, after they'd finished the job?
Like Fingon.
How do you mean?
Stole something. Something from the hoard.
And the killer doesn't know which of them took it, so he threatens them both, right?
Remind me. When was the last time that it rained? It's been here since Monday. No one's been in that flat for at least 3 days.
They've gone on holiday.
Do you leave your windows open when you go on holiday?